Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The extra $600 a month in enhanced unemployment benefits approved by Congress during the early days of the pandemic will run out by the end of this month. Funding in at least one of the Small Business Administration's grant programs is gone. This comes as at least partial lockdowns are being reinstated in several states, businesses being forced to close down again, and the economic pain from this is far from over.
So how will the federal government help out? The latest initiative from the Trump administration is called Find Something New. They're suggesting you head out there and simply find yourself a new job or a different career. Adam Levitin is a professor of banking, finance, and bankruptcy law at Georgetown Law School, served as a special counsel to the Troubled Asset Relief Program, otherwise known as TARP. Thank you for joining us. So, if I left this gig and I decided, you know, I always kind of thought I'd like to be a brain surgeon. I mean, you know, I could go out, get some training, get a new kind of job. Is that a good way of doing this?
No.
Okay.
You know, this Find Something New program that the Trump administration is proposing now is just, it's remarkably tone deaf. This isn't like, you know, breaking up with a boyfriend and deciding, let's get a makeover, try something new. This is, you know, suggesting to people that they go out and get retrained for an entirely different career. And that's not a simple thing. To start with, I think most people want their old lives back. They don't want to throw in the towel. They want to go back to pre-COVID life. And even those who are willing to try something new, you know, retraining for a new job, that isn't something that happens in the course of a week. That can take months or years. You want to become a brain surgeon? That's going to take many years. You're going to have to go through all kinds of certifications and stuff.
Oh, that's longer than I hoped.
And I don't trust him to do surgery on me either.
I'm not
going to
operate on me.
Yeah,
who's going to pay for this? And who's going to pay for the bills in the meantime? While you're going and getting retrained, someone's got to put food on the table. Who's going to do that? The administration has given zero thought to this. It's a meaningless slogan they've thrown out there, try something new. And maybe it's some advice the administration should take regarding how it deals with the COVID crisis, because everything it's doing so far hasn't been working.
So we'll set that aside and we'll go to the unemployment money that is running out, the extra money. And the original idea for that was to keep people home because we needed people to stay home. So it made it easier to stay. And then you have the argument saying it has to end so people go out and find jobs. But we raise the question of, I can apply for a bunch of jobs or I can look for them, but how do I get hired if a lot of places are still on a hiring freeze because we're still in uncharted waters?
Exactly. That's really a problem. And the huge problem that businesses are facing right now is the uncertainty of what's going to happen. We don't know how long we're going to be dealing with COVID problems. We don't know how severe they're going to be, whether states are going to be in some form of a lockdown or not. And that makes business planning really difficult. And that means, among other things, businesses are not going to be eager to go out and hire a bunch of employees. They don't want to expand their payroll if they're not sure that they're going to be able to operate. So it's a real problem that this extra $600 a week of unemployment insurance is going to be running out. And then looking farther down the road, even the basic unemployment insurance, there's a limit to that. I believe it's something like 49 weeks, and we've been eating, you know, we're not at the end yet, but we've been eating into it. So Congress is going to either have to extend the benefits in some form or another, or there's going to be some real downward pressure on.
Adam, are you there? You there?
I'm here.
Oh, we thought you went off and to try to find a new career or something because we lost you.
I'm sorry about that.
No, that's okay. But listen, I mean, there are two kind of colossal problems here. And by that, I mean this. Even before this pandemic, we as a country had this dilemma that a whole bunch of people's jobs were becoming antiquated. Or we were moving into a whole different kind of era, sort of almost post-industrial, you know, I guess digital, whatever you want to call it, economy. And there was this dilemma anyway, was there not, about what to do with all those people who were going to lose jobs anyway and not get those old jobs back. Now, compounding that is you've got this pandemic with people losing jobs, and some of those jobs, let's be frank, are not going to come back. So now what?
Well, we've got a real problem. This is not a simple nut to crack. This is a problem that the U.S. has been dealing with. Gosh, I remember back in when Bill Clinton was running for president, and then back in 92, and he looked a bunch of workers in the eye and said, "Look, I'm going to tell you, your jobs that were at that point they were being outsourced to overseas, said your jobs aren't coming back. We're going to have to retrain you." And America's never really followed through on that promise. Whenever we've told workers that time after time that we're going to retool them for a modern economy, and we've never really carried through well with it. We haven't figured out how to do that well. And that's been a problem for Democratic and Republican administrations. And as you say, the COVID crisis just makes this worse. Trying to deal with structural problems in our employment market in the midst of a pandemic, it's just not going to work. Really, right now, we should be focusing all our efforts on just trying to stanch the bleeding. That this is, you know, you have to kind of think of this as triage. You deal with the immediate problem, and then when you've got that under control,
on the rest,
then you can start thinking about the longer-term problems.
Adam Levitin, Professor Banking, Finance, Bankruptcy Law at Georgetown Law.